This is the Geek Improvement Podcast. Tune in. Geek out.
And welcome to the Geek Improvement Podcast, the official podcast of geekimprovement.com. I'm Alexi Santos, and to my left is... Wait, Zach isn't here this week. Well, actually, he is, but we recorded this podcast right after the last podcast. In fact, that Dungeons & Dragons game we've been talking about so much finally happened. So we rounded some folks up from the chat room, including Will, Jesse and Jason, Zach and myself, participated in the D&D game, and we put it all onto a podcast for you to listen afterwards. The plan was to release this a lot sooner. However, it turns out that editing a 2.5 hour podcast, well, really 3 hours long, it takes quite a bit of work, especially when, what's my Dex modifier? that takes a while. So, we edited quite a bit of the beginning, and then we realized that the rest of our time would be better spent actually, you know, programming the site. So we hope you can bear through some of the slower parts with us, but we think you'll enjoy it, and just take it as a sampler. Don't have to listen to the whole thing, but a sampler for our other D&D games that we're going to have. We're shooting for once a month. And if you'd like, send us an email at podcast@geekimprovement.com with the headline D&D, and we will make sure you get added to our mailing list so you'll receive all the updates when the games are coming up. So we hope you enjoy. Thanks.
The four of you are the beginning part, or the first stage in the King Stanley... his special forces and his new recruits, as far as taking care of some special cases or different problems that are going on within his kingdom. There's been a lot of things that have been going on in the kingdom recently that are starting to worry him, and talk about some uprising and things. He's a pretty quirky king. You know, he's kind of a weird king. But he doesn't ever really cause too much trouble. But there's a lot of people who just don't like him. And so there's starting to be rumors of people who are going to rise up and try and take their part of the kingdom for themselves. So you guys have been called in together. The four of you, you're in this room, sort of a meeting room, a big table there that you're all sitting in with you've just finished a wonderful feast with the meats and the whatever and the pleasantries, and you're now waiting for the king's general to come in and to give you your mission. So while you're there, why don't each of you, just going around the table, introduce yourselves to each other and that sort of a thing.
So my name's Antonio Stark. I'm a human artificer. I was brought here on this job, not sure why, just for fun, I guess. Got some things to beat up. I'll be there for you.
I am Thor Odinson, the tallest dwarf you'll ever meet. I am a dwarf paladin, and blah. And I heard that there was evil around, and so I've come to assist in putting a stop to it.
Typically with a hammer up its... right, Jesse? Or Thor?
Whatever is available.
Hulk, good half-orc barbarian. Hulk, big Hulk fat. Hulk have axe. Hulk kill.
More eloquently put than myself.
Hulk not have big vocabulary.
Hulk not brainy.
Hawkeye.
A man of many words.
Cool. Okay, so you guys are, you know, just kind of, you guys, this is the first mission that you guys have ever really been on together. After not too long waiting, a tall man comes in. He's, you know, got kind of darker-ish skin, black hair with a, like kind of a salt and pepper look to him, to his hair. And he walks in. He's got the nice general sort of official clothing and uniform on. And he comes in and walks in and he slaps his hands down on the table. And he's like, "Gentlemen, I'm glad you're here. We've got a big problem going on, and word is that you guys are the ones who are going to really be able to take care of things for us. So, my name, I don't know if you, I'm sure you recognize me. My name is General Nicholas Fury, and I'm going to be essentially your liaison with the king, and he's asked me to tell you about a big problem that's going on in a village just down, just about a day's travel from here, and we really are concerned about it, and we want you guys to look into it for us. So we don't have a lot of information other than we expect that one of the nearby barons is getting a little bit overzealous with his love of the land, and he's wanting to take over more than his allotted land, and so we want you to go in and look after it and see what you can find. There are also some concerns that there may be some religious reasons, some reasons why maybe he's not happy with the locals. And he sent one of his lackeys, we understand, to take over and to take care of the problem in that region. We don't know a lot more information than that.
So what you're trying to say is that you want us to go in there and beat some kneecaps off, right?
You know, that would be great. We want control back in the hands of the king. We don't want anybody who's too greedy.
You want him to be more underzealous of his land?
He needs to be put in his place, and whatever style you want to do that, Odin's son, Paladin, I am more than happy for that to happen.
You know, we need someone who can really smash his kneecaps in. So if only...
Hulk smash!
We got a volunteer! So when do we get going?
What say you, Ranger?
he's an indiscriminate killer.
I'm presuming you're a Ranger.
Basically.
Yes.
I mean, I have the bow right here, so, you know.
Cool. All right, gentlemen. Well, do you have any other questions? Any particular supplies that you may need before we head out? We have and some provisions that should last you, you know, the journey there and back, and we have some gold that you'll be able to use as far as taking care of your amenities and things like that and your lodging. Do you have any?
Yeah, about the gold bit, will we be seeing more of that when we get back? You know, once knees caps have been smashed and
yes,
all.
Yes, you will be handsomely rewarded when you get back.
Excellent.
And another thing I want to focus on and really drive home to you guys as well. If you find out that something else bigger is going on, then we need to know about that. Or if you feel like you can take care of it, you know, take care of it as well. And you really have jurisdiction from the king to do whatever is necessary. You are a little bit of the... You know, the black ops, if you will.
Kind of like an A-team. I mean, not that the A would stand for anything, but...
Yeah.
Hulk in space. Yes.
Would it be possible for me to get that in writing?
You know, yeah, we could actually get one of the king's men, you know, we could get that in writing for sure. So
sounds like a plan. When do we get going?
Yeah, you can head out tomorrow at first light.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
So do we hit the back button and then set Oblivion to go 20 hours ahead? Or?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so anything else you guys want to do before you leave town?
I'm good. I'm ready to help Hulk smash.
Okay, cool. So essentially, you know, we get things going on. You know, General Fury gets the information in writing for Hawkeye, so he's he's able to take care of things himself. Do you guys just want to one by one before, you know, you've all gotten together you've been provided with horses for the journey. Do you just want to give a little bit of information? Give sort of a physical description of each of your characters. So starting, I guess, along the bottom here, I don't know if everybody sees the same thing I do on the Hangout, but starting on the left-hand side with Alexis.
Well, from my picture here, it looks like I am clad in copper and a red cape. Let's see, I've also got some lightning coming out of my hand, so...
Okay, look at just hopefully, as well on your equipment, and your equipment page should show actually what sort of gear you're using too.
Let's see, equipment page, that would be... Scrolling...
I think it's the third page, or second page. Second page.
It says here, I'm naked, except for a crossbow.
You don't have any armor?
Nope. Wait, no, I do. Leather armor. I'm wearing leather armor with a crossbow.
He shows up naked, then realizes, oh, crap. And then runs and home and gets his leather armor back on.
Yeah.
That gives a whole new definition to royal jewels, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
Okay.
All right. I am the Hulk, lacking the title Incredible, but I will mend that. I am wielding a great axe, and I am wearing hide armor that resembles a kilt of some sort.
Don't feel constrained by the picture that you guys are seeing on that page. That's just a cool picture that I found. If you want it to be something else, go ahead.
Well, the picture's awesome, so I like it. So I'm just, because from the picture, what I'm imagining is like Bruce Banner was like some Highlands guy that got infected with some weird thing from the Highlands. It's a high kilt.
Who was unfortunately cut off at the shins. So I'm so short. Yes.
Well, I'm 7 foot tall, but still size medium. But
okay, as I said, I'm a 6 foot four dwarf. I have with me a maul that also has the normal melee abilities, along with some ranged attacks.
Yes, Jesse was the guy who got cut off at the shins.
And I have plate armor, and my picture is quite epic as well. Thank you, Zach.
I am an elf. So I am wearing leather armor that's covered with a green cloak. I have a longbow that's pretty much on my back at all times. The cloak conceals a longsword that I have on my side. And you can see other little accoutrements tied to my gear.
Very cool.
Basically, I'm the badass elf ranger who's just going to mess things up for everyone.
All right, cool. So does anybody, you guys, let's say you also have been given a map of the area heading off to, on the map there is it basically shows a trail that goes on for it seems like it just goes through the countryside, not too big of a deal, to a place called Destiny's Gate. So, yeah, so essentially you go through, you're going down the, you're going down the path, and eventually you come to, it's not a very eventful journey. You know, it's pretty easy going on horseback. And eventually, probably I would say three quarters of the way through the day, you come across a small pile of bones in the middle of the road.
Someone had good eating. So are these bones substantial enough to be a man? Or are they simply a creature?
You take a look at them, and they look like human bones.
Someone was on the wrong side of the Hulk here. Got ground up. Maybe they're going to get ground up into bread like giants do.
Not my food.
I hop off my horse, and I head to the ground and check the floor area, looking for any signs of a scuffle or any indents in the dirt.
Okay. You want to give me a perception check?
perception check.
Just a d20 roll plus your perception modifier.
All 29. Right,
29. Okay, so it's very clear to Hawkeye, being the hunter that he is, that there was, as you look over on the side of the road, you see three or four more skeletons that are scattered along the side of the road and kind of into the trees there, and and then you also find a man appears to be like a cleric that is dead body as well. And it's very clear that he's not the
intact.
Only one that was there.
Is it more intact than the others?
Well, it's clear that he is he's not rotted. These other ones are almost, it's weird. It's almost like they either were at one point undead, or they were burnt all the flesh and clothing and everything off of their bodies. One of the two.
I signal to the other guys to look at the areas where the other bones are, and I slowly approach the cleric's body.
There is a dead cleric in front of you.
I gingerly check the body without touching it to see if there's any type of like trap.
For checking for traps.
It may be dungeoneering.
Or dungeoneering, whatever was higher for you.
Okay.
17? Okay, so you're pretty sure there's no traps on him.
Okay. I guess I give the body a little kick at first, just to make sure it's dead.
Okay.
And then I check to see if there's anything on it.
So you find a note, essentially a piece of paper that's folded in his front... in his front sack there, in his satchel. In his front sack.
Okay. I read the note that's in his sack.
I'm so mature.
Okay, so essentially the gist of the note is
why were you reaching into my sack?
Is essentially,
if you're reading this, you've gone too far.
Yeah. Okay.
You always keep a note such as that in your sack?
Oh, of course.
If you can read this, you're too close.
You're too close, exactly.
Okay, so the note basically says, Black Knight has taken over the mansion and all inside are hostage.
All inside are hostage.
Yeah.
Seems we have a problem, guys.
Mansion? Now that's my kind of business. I guess we should go in there, clear them out, and have a party.
What problem?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. We could blast him away.
It seems to be like this man was a messenger heading towards the city that you were coming from, which I...
While I disapprove of Antonio's priorities, I do agree we should investigate.
Is this on the way to our quest?
Yeah.
Not it better be now.
Yeah, it seems like he was coming from the exact opposite direction that you guys were. Like, he was heading away from where you guys were going to.
Fascinating.
So let's get a move on. Unless these guys are going to talk to us.
I guess we could play rescue.
I
head over to my horse and hop back on.
All right, so you guys are heading back on your journey?
Aye.
Okay.
I guess we're heading towards that dungeon castle guy, Dark Knight thing.
The Black Knight.
We're taking out Batman.
All right.
Where is he?
Okay. So you start heading down the road again, and eventually you can see as you come over the last crest and over the hill, you see a small village. It's a fairly smallish village, not very large at all. Probably no more than 100 people live in this village. And on top of a hill, kind of looking out over the entire mansion or the entire village, is this very large mansion that is, could easily house probably 20, 25, 30 people very comfortably, could live there for a very long time.
Gentlemen, I believe we've found it. Party Town, USA.
Yeah. And throughout a lot of the town, there's smoke coming from different parts of the village. You can see a fire in at least one area, and the whole
it's scene, a housewarming.
The entire scene is a lot darker than you would expect to be, especially at this time of the day. It's probably mid-afternoon, maybe early evening. But it's way darker than it should be, almost like just, and you kind of get this weird feeling over the entire area. So
something's not right.
And you also see, closer to you, you see a church that's on fire.
Should we run through these buildings and see if there's anybody to evacuate before we head on over to the mansion?
I second the motion.
When church is on fire, I guess we must check.
Barbecue.
You know, it is a little dark. If we do light a few more houses, maybe they provide a bit more light.
Okay, so you head off towards where?
The church.
The church.
Okay, so you head off towards the church. So you go towards the church, and as you near the church, it's kind of got this little courtyard on the outside where it's got a couple of fountains and things like that. And as you look and approach, you see one man in a dark black cloak shooting all sorts of like lightning out and things like that at some of the priests that are surrounding and trying to defend this church, as well as quite a few skeletons that are fighting some of the local militia and things like that. And it's very clear that these men are minutes away from losing this fight and losing this church.
Oh, crap.
Well, looks like we've walked into a hornet's nest, but we might as well take some names and kick some ass.
Not necessarily in that order?
Not necessarily in that order.
I glance around for a vantage point to get up a little higher.
Was the guy in the black cloak trying to defend the church or attacking the church? I didn't quite get that.
Oh, he's wearing a black cloak. He's shooting electricity and lightning, all that stuff at the clerics and.
So he's attacking.
Yes.
I think I heard him saying something dark side.
Something dark side. Okay. You can't see his face, right? Like, but it's pretty clear that a lot of dark energy that's coming from the area, the kind of nasty feeling that you're getting, is also coming from this guy too. So,
Based off my wisdom score, I'm going to assume I'm just going to run in without planning and start killing.
Okay, and Will, you said that you were going to look for for a vantage point.
Yeah. Is there anything that's on fire?
Nothing is currently on fire, and as you approach, the last of the people who are fighting keel over and die.
Oh, that's great.
So it's just you guys. And there were a couple of clerics that ran in. There was one black guy and one white guy, and they both ran inside.
By the color of their cloaks, of course, right?
The color of their cloaks, okay. Right? You know, yeah. Okay, so what are we at for initiative here? Let me write this crap down.
Well, orange guy just ran first, so.
Okay, so we got Will is 17. Or you ran? Okay, sorry. Will's 21. Okay, and as you all get ready, just kind of tell me again what your weapons look like. Just kind of describe your weapon.
Hammer.
anything specific about your hammer?
Well, it can do range damage, but I'm not sure what distance the maximum range is.
My bow is dark oak wood, so it looks like a black rod with a very, you know, pulley string on it to launch things like arrows. And I have a bunch of arrows, apparently, that I didn't see before.
I guess I describe my great axe as a great axe of axiness.
Okay. And pain, lots of pain.
Oh, bring in the pain.
So much pain.
Let's see, it says I've got a crossbow here. Not sure about a sword, even though I do have some sword attacks.
In your equipment as well, there should be another page. On your first page it says basic attacks, and then it says melee and ranged.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have something for melee.
All right, so I've got a pretty regular sword, nothing too fancy. However, the crossbow is also regular, but the arrows or the bolts are meticulously handcrafted, and they look very shiny. Not sure if they have any practical use, more practical use than regular bows, but they look cool.
Nice.
Gotta go with the flashy as Antonio Stark.
Mm-hmm.
Will, you get to go first.
Okay. I guess I hop the fence and position myself in a way that I can see the black cloaks guy.
Okay, he's kind of blocked behind everybody else. You'd have to... The skeletons are all kind of blocking him.
Are we still on the horses?
No, you've all dismounted the horses, and you're... You are now within the gate here. You're all now within the courtyard. So, again, like I said before, at the top here, does everybody have the grid turned on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at the top of the grid,
yes.
Moving up toward up those stairs is difficult terrain. Moving down is not. So, and the blue are fountains. That's difficult terrain. And, yeah, and you are within the courtyard of the chapel. So anything beyond the top there is all the church.
So this fence, can I stand on it?
Sure, yeah.
All right, does that give me a height advantage?
No, it wouldn't.
No.
It's not high enough.
Okay.
It's just like a little picket gate sort of whatever.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Special.
This isn't a very, this is a kind of a, you know, not a very impressive church. It's a pretty humble church for what it is.
All right.
They take pride in their church, but it's pretty apparent that it's, you know, they're of humble origins.
I guess I'll just draw my bow and attack the one that's blocking the black cloak guy first.
So the one in the middle on the next to the fountain?
I guess, yeah, unless I can shoot through the fountain and attack the one above me.
You could do that too, yeah.
All right. I guess I'll attack him.
Okay.
What are these creatures?
Oh, they are skeletons. In fact, as you look closer, it's pretty clear that these skeletons, they resemble a lot the bones that you saw on the side of the road earlier.
Mm. So I guess I'm going to draw my bow and shoot an arrow as close as I can to the spine of the beast.
Okay, and which attack are you going to use?
I guess I'm going to use Clever Shot.
On the one in front of you?
Yeah, which basically, if it hits... The subject should move two squares or fall prone or something like that.
Okay, so you get to choose one of those then.
Yeah, I would probably like it to fall prone.
Okay, so you make a basic ranged attack then?
Yeah, do I add my bonus plus 9 to the d20?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I think I got him.
Oh, yeah. So versus what? What's it versus?
That's
AC, isn't it?
He doesn't say for me.
Okay.
Attack his...
Basic ranged, I think, is versus AC.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Hawkeye pulls back an arrow and lodges it right in the bridge of the nose of the skeleton and knocks the head clear off and the bones just kind of collapse on the spot. So that guy's dead.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Do I roll damage for that?
Nope. You don't need it.
Are these, minion class monsters that...
It may appear.
Damage is irrelevant. It's just if it's hit or not.
Yeah. Okay, so next. Next up, the mage. He raises his hand high above his head and strikes. And all of a sudden, lightning comes hurling down from the sky right in the area between Antonio, Hulk, and Thor.
Yay!
So that is going to be
unscathed.
This is versus your fortitude.
Ooh.
26 versus fortitude.
Mine's 16, so what happens?
So that hits you, so just remember that. This is versus Hulk, 20 versus fortitude.
Hit.
Okay, and
no whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Stop!
Versus Antonio, 20 as well, versus fortitude.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure that hits your fortitude. Yep. Okay, so then each of you take 10 damage.
We're all going to die.
Easy.
Okay, and he's going to stay there. So that's him. Next up are the... So that was the mage. Next up are the skeletons. So...
Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro.
We've got one, two here. Okay, so the first one... I'm just going to go from the far left. We're going to go by columns here. So starting on the far left... that one is going to attack Hawkeye, and that is going to be...
Don't fudge those numbers, Erickson.
Oh, I'm not. I'm putting them right in the chat here. 23 versus AC.
Damn, I got 17. That's,
okay, so that's
no bueno.
That hits for 3 damage.
Oh, that's not bad.
Straight 3 damage. Okay, this one as well, the one on the other side of the fountain at Hawkeye as well for 16 versus
AC.
So that would be a miss.
That's a miss. Or because his was your AC was 17, right?
Yeah, it's 17.
You don't have as long as you. Yeah. Okay, so this one on the top is going to move forward a little bit and is going to fire at Hulk. So
yeah.
Okay, so that's 10 versus AC. I'm assuming you...
Miss.
Okay, so the next one is going to also aim at Hulk, because he's right in front there.
Hulk not afraid.
20 plus... Or 20 versus AC.
That's a hit.
Okay, so that's 3 damage. Third one is going to also aim at Hulk, I think. Actually, he's going to move over a little bit. He's going to move right up against this next guy here and fire across at... Stark.
Oh, fun times.
You got this.
Yes.
7 versus AC. And the last
versus
one.
Versus 17, yeah.
The last one is going to move over a little bit. And same deal.
Come on. And no hit.
All right. Okay. So, and that's the end of the skeleton's turn. So, Thor, you're up.
Okay.
Thor.
I'll move
like them.
I'll move up 2 and attack the skeleton ahead of me with my maul, which is... Where'd it go? It's plus 7 versus AC.
Okay, so roll it in the chat there.
I think I hit.
Pretty sure that hit, so he's out.
Nat 20. That's a crit.
Boom. Okay, so you're. There's a little bit of oomph to that one. He's powder at the end of it. So, if you want,
where's my bread?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
If you have a miner, you can use it. If not, then do you want to? Do you have anything you want to do for a miner or anything else?
Well, like, what's a miner?
A minor action. Every turn you get a standard action, a move action, and a minor action.
Oh.
So if there's anything that says that you can use for a minor action, at level 1 you probably don't have anything. But.
Okay, I see what you mean. Standard.
Yeah, they have red at the top.
Minor. Okay. I'll pass, so I'll end my turn.
Okay. So next up is Hulk.
Okay, so Hulk's about to smash here. I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to conduct Howl of Fury, and that is /DD20+7 on the guy directly in front of me.
Okay.
That's versus AC, so that's 11 versus AC.
That is a miss.
All right, but Howl of Fury, even if it misses, it's a blast 3. Thunder damage, so that's 2 damage to the other 2 guys within the 3 square radius of me.
Okay. That's both.
And
2 damage to each of them?
Besides my target. My initial target right in front of me, the other 2 guys take a 2 thunder damage.
And that's an effect regardless of hit?
You then howl in a blast 3 that includes target. Each enemy in the blast other than the target takes thunder damage equal to con modifier. If I were raging, it would be 3 damage, but I don't think it matters. It's just like a swing and a cry type
okay.
thing.
I'm just pulling up your sheet here so I can read it.
All right.
Area effects are awesome.
It's called
Howl of Fury.
Howl of Fury, okay. Oh, it's an at will, okay. So, but you rolled for it and you missed?
I missed.
So that's only if you hit with that, then it's all 3.
Oh, it's all. Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah. So that's if you were to have hit with that, then all 3 of those dudes would be dead.
Oh.
And do I have any action points at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to action point mulligan that.
All right. Sounds good.
Because that was going to be awesome.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
How about that?
All right. So,
That should wipe all 3 of those guys.
Yes,
then,
so
right?
Hulk takes a big, huge mother swing and screams and knocks out 3 guys, 3 skeletons.
Okay. It's not over yet. I have an encounter free action. Whenever my attack reduces an enemy to 0, I get to charge another enemy. So I'm going to charge the man in the cloak for a basic melee attack after I get to him.
Oh, damn.
All right.
And I'm sure glad we brought him along.
That's a D20 plus 7. And that's 20. That's a crit. Yes.
Well, you missed the D.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
All right.
It hurts. It hurts right here.
Okay.
It was I'm there, though. Okay. I am there.
Sounds good. And, okay, so that's the end of your turn? You're good?
Done.
Okay, cool. So, Stark, you're up.
All righty.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to follow that up.
Fitting to a Hulk.
So, let's see. I move over to this guy on the right-hand side. And he seems pretty easy. So I'll use... Hold on a second. My magic weapon. Yes, that's what I'll use. Which is plus 9 versus AC.
I think you can use that with your crossbow too, can't you?
Oh, I can. Which means I didn't really have to get that close, but whatever.
Okay.
So what's his AC?
What did you roll?
Oh, no. So I have to... Well, let's see. My AC is,
roll is
17. Wait. Hold on a second. So just roll the damage, right?
Yeah. Or roll the hit.
Roll the hit. So that would be... It says plus 9 versus AC, so I would just...
It's 1d20 plus 9.
1d20 plus 9. Okay.
So you do d space plus... slash d space 1d20 plus 9.
You did D2. You flipped a coin.
Oh. All right, let's try that again. D20 plus 9. That's more like.
All right, 19 versus what was it?
AC.
Versus AC. All right, so he's powder.
Excellent. So do I bother doing the damage?
Nope.
Okay.
It sounds right. Like these are minion class monsters, so really is no damage. Like,
all right, so... And top of the round, Hawkeye, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna move my 7 spaces, which is basically...
You have a speed of 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through Jesse.
Yeah, you can just count him as a square, that's fine.
And go through here.
I'm ducking.
And
it's a beautiful sort of elvish leap over top of the 6-foot dwarf.
I want to see that animated.
Yeah.
I'm going to use disruptive shot against the black cloak guy, which is basically dexterity versus AC.
Okay, so what? Just roll that then.
Okay, so I got to go back up to my dex. Where is it? Do I add my weapon bonus to that or no?
On your ability, it should actually say what it is. So, like, underneath it says, like, for example, range. Which one is it called?
Disruptive shot. It says 1W plus dex modifier.
Yeah, so underneath it says encounter, standard action. It says longbow plus 9 versus AC is what it is.
Okay.
It says 1D20 plus 9.
Okay.
That's a crit. Okay. So.
So that's plus 5 damage. So I'm gonna roll that.
Yeah. So you, it's actually if you crit, then it's automatically max damage. So.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. So what is it? What's your damage roll?
So it would be 20 then.
So it's 1d10.
So it's plus 5 plus 5.
Because I'm just looking at it on your sheet. Is it 1d10 plus 5?
Yeah. Then another 5 for the disruptive shot, which would also daze him.
Okay, so it's, just on the top, it's 1d10 plus 5.
Uh-huh.
And then he's immobilized or dazed?
He's dazed.
Okay, so that's
plus another 5 damage for the skill. Never mind.
Yeah, it's 15. So it's 15, and he is which one?
Dazed.
All right. Sounds good. And he's dazed. Now remind me what dazed is. Does anybody know off the top of their head?
I mean, we can make him immobilized if that's easier.
Whatever you want to do.
Just immobilize him. He can't move.
Immobilize him? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And that's save ends, right?
Yeah, save ends it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he just goes to the end of his turn.
I have a quick definition of dazed if you want it.
Okay.
Unable to act normally. A dazed character can take no actions but has no penalty to AC. A dazed condition typically lasts one round.
That's better than immobilized.
Okay, so do you... I'm guessing you probably want to daze him and not immobilize him then, because...
I guess he's dazed.
Okay. So, sounds good. So he's dazed, save ends. Is that what it is?
Mm. Yeah, that's what it says.
Holy crap, dude. Good thing that's an encounter power, right?
Yeah, that's an encounter. I can only use it for...
So this
battle.
Turn... Okay, so it's Mage's turn. All he can do is roll to save.
Yeah.
And fails. So he's still dazed. Skeleton's turn. So the lone skeleton is going
sheds a single tear.
Yeah, sheds a single tear and aims at the Hulk who was attacking his master.
Puny skeleton.
For 12 versus AC.
That is, I believe, a miss. Yes, miss.
Okay. And that's his turn. So, Thor, you're up.
Okay. Okay, I'm thinking I don't want to have happened what happened in round one, so we should keep away from being in adjacent squares. So I will stay where I am and attack with my ranged, which is a roll the zero versus plus zero versus AC. I'm attacking the mage.
You're doing the mage?
Yeah, arrange. Choose your weapon. Nice. Yeah, so, okay. And looks like I miss.
A 10 versus a mage?
His AC.
And that's AC? Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay.
Anything else?
If you got any buffs for my to hit, it'd be awesome.
I'm trying to quickly read what I have. I don't think I have anything of significance here. What's Divine Challenge?
Okay. So you're planning on using an action point then, Jesse?
I'm not sure. I'm reading this effect real quick. Okay, this sounds pretty convoluted, but this is... Okay, I'm able to do a minor action, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it's... Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I'm in range for it. It's Divine Challenge. Effect, you mark the target. The mark lasts until you use this power again. The mark also ends at the end of your turn if you didn't engage the target. Meaning you neither attacked it during your turn nor are adjacent to it at the end of your turn. But I did attack it, so that doesn't matter here. Until the mark ends, the target...
I think you need to declare the Divine Challenge before you... Declare an attack, though. Is the only thing.
Yeah.
So next turn, you
get an action point.
Yeah, so if you wanted to use an action point and attack again, then that's totally fine too.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, so I'll finish this and then I'll try that attack again. Okay, until the mark ends, the target takes radiant damage the first time each round when it targets any of your allies with an attack power that doesn't include you as a target. The damage equals 3 plus your charisma modifier, which is 0.
So anytime he attacks anybody other than
me, he takes 3 damage.
Okay. Alrighty. So if you want to do that and then attack him again, then...
Okay, I'm doing my roll to attack again, and it equally sucks.
Alrighty. So 12 versus AC. Okay, but you have now challenged him. You don't have to hit him in order for that mark to work, right? So now if he tries to attack anybody else...
That's my understanding.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I'm going to go away from my keyboard for a minute, but I'll still be able to listen on to most of this.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
So that makes it Hulk's turn.
All right. Hulk is going to use a daily. I'm going to use the life-ending strike.
That sounds deadly.
It sounds deadly. It's versus AC, so crap.
That is a miss. That usually a daily has a miss effect as well. Is that the case with yours? Just looking at it, that was life ending strike.
Uh oh, he froze.
Oh no, he should come back.
It backfired. There you go.
Okay. Right. There we go. You froze. You're good. Okay, so you still do half damage.
It's
if you
half damage. It's,
yeah, you still can.
I'm sorry. I'm back.
You're good. Holy crap, dude.
Yeah. So that's 4d12 plus 5 divided by 2.
Yeah, so 4d12 plus 5 is all. Just roll that, and then we'll do half.
So half of 45.
Wow.
22 damage.
Yeah. And since I missed, I'm not going to get to chain my next effect. So that's it for me.
Okay. Well, let's just say you he swung and dodged out. You know, he dodged out of the way, but you took off one of his arms. He's
baller.
He's more than bloodied. He is like very, very bloodied.
Hulk smash.
Hulk.
Very, very.
Okay. And, Stark, your turn.
Alrighty, so let's see. I'll move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to get in sight of this guy, and then I will do once again magic weapon. So that's D20 plus 9 versus AC. Let me roll here. D20 plus 9
versus AC.
Yeah,
that is a miss.
Oh. Oh, it hurts.
High AC for a mage.
I will lick my wounds with healing infusion.
Is that a minor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Something's happening here. Oh, sorry. Hangout wanted to know if I was still here.
Yeah, that's what mine did, too, just now.
Let's see. Close burst. Target you or one ally, so the target regains hit points equal to its healing surge value plus your... So the target regains hit points equal to its healing surge value plus your wisdom modifier, which is plus 2 here, and you expend an infusion crafted with your healing infusion class feature.
Okay, what? Just moving forward, just so you know, you have a healing infusion power. I should have told you this before, but you have to, moving forward as from right now...
Mm-hmm.
You need to replenish your healing infusions by using either your healing surges or somebody else's healing surge. Essentially, you go and you have to use like you go and like take some blood from either yourself or somebody else, and you use that in the infusion.
Well, wouldn't,
I'm gonna guess that's gonna be me.
Well, wouldn't just using a healing surge be easier? I forgot those existed.
Well, we'll just say for now that you did it. You did already.
All right.
Then
sure.
So for now, I'm not gonna make a big deal out of it. Just you won't use a healing surge, but moving forward, before combat or in between, you just need to prepare those and tell me otherwise.
So. All right. So let's see. The healing surge would be five points.
Okay. So you are. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Anything else?
That's all.
All right. Back up to top of the round, Will.
So is the guy dead yet or no?
No, but he's bleeding profusely from where his arm used to be.
Where his arm used to be.
And he's still dazed, I should add.
He's still dazed.
Have given this guy some serious...
A very bad day.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any way to subdue this guy?
You could try shooting him again.
I guess I will
shoot
him.
That would subdue him permanently.
I will just, I just pull my bow back and I'm just like, ka-cha, release an arrow at him.
Okay. What attack are you using?
I'm scrolling. I guess I will use, I guess clever shot to try and knock him down.
Okay.
This is basically, and this, the 20, plus 9. But boom, he's gone, probably.
23, okay. Yeah, so you hit him, so roll damage.
Okay, hold on. There we go, we got a 13.
13 damage. So Hawkeye pulls back, and an arrow goes straight through the back of his hood, and the guy falls down and is dead.
Headshot.
Ooh. Headshot. Boom.
So there's still that skull guy
okay,
over there.
Okay, so this skeleton, now it's skeleton turn.
Oh, God, I think we should retreat. You can't do it, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shot at me, at Thor.
Oh.
Too strong, man.
Run out of range of Hulk. Smart.
Good idea. 12 versus AC, Thor.
My AC is 18.
18, okay, so that's a miss. So it is now Thor's turn.
Okay. I will approach him and try to bludgeon him with my maul, since I have a better chance of that. Plus 7 versus AC. That looks promising.
AC. And in a glorious show, the skeleton is now powder as well. Boom. And you win.
I had to, sorry.
I wasn't sure who that was.
Nice.
Very nice, Jesse.
Okay, so looking around, there are several dead. It's pretty clear that all these guys are, you know, either there's a couple living ones around you, but none, you know, they're very, very close to death sort of thing. And you, again, a reminder, there were two that ran into the place there.
Okay. I guess I will go towards anyone that's kind of like still alive and try to see if I can help them.
Okay. So Hawkeye walks up to one of them. One of the priests is kind of a younger guy, and he's kind of, you know, pretty close to, he can't really talk too much. He's got several stab wounds to his shoulder and to his, we'll say kind of in his side there. He's just kind of looking at you like, you know.
Can I roll like a heal check to try and stop the bleeding?
Sure. Yeah. If anybody else wants to do that as well.
What's your heal?
It's just a d20 plus your heal modifier.
Okay.
Mine's a plus 2 mod.
Oh, they ain't saving anyone. I ain't no hero.
I think Stark, I don't know if Stark has any, if he's trying.
I'm looking for it. It should be on the first page?
It should be on the...
Yeah, the skills in the bottom
on
right.
Your skills.
Yeah, skills bottom right.
Heal 7.
Oh, there you go.
Well, heal and wisdom,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're trained in healing, aren't you? It's got a little check mark there.
Oh, yep.
All right, so I think he's got the better chance to try it.
So what, roll a d20 plus 7?
Mm-hmm.
Huzzah!
Nice. So Antonio is, you know, he's breaking out some of his cool artifacts and magical gizmos and whatnot that start healing up some of the guys. You know, he kind of sits up and he's like, what happened to Bishop?
Bishop?
He did.
Do we even know that guy named Bishop? I mean, I guess
Bishop, he was that black guy who was at working here. He runs this place.
Yeah, it looks like he ran into the church before we came and wiped everything out.
So we safe.
Seemingly.
Okay. Are you guys here? Did the messenger get to the city? Is that why you're here?
The message was received.
You're dead.
You didn't know if he was your friend or something. Yeah. You don't want to break his hopes.
I'm kind of just, you know, slowly getting up because I'm just like, I can't do anything. So I'm going to head towards the church.
So what happened here? Did Bishop have any... Is Bishop his name or his role? Or
We just know him as Bishop.
As Bishop.
That's what he told us that we could call him, and he's really offered us a home. You know, when the Black Knight arrived in the village, it devastated us, and we're not trained to deal with this sort of a thing. You know, and up at the mansion, the mansion does a lot of really great things for
us. Like parties? Oh,
like,
okay.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, that...
The bishop gets down once in a while, knocks a few back.
He kind of looks at you like he's never quite met anybody like you before, and he's a little bit not sure how to deal with.
I'm sure he gets Antonio gets this look a lot.
Okay, so Hawkeye's heading towards the church. Yeah. Anybody else doing anything else?
I'm with Hawkeye.
Okay. So Thor and Hawkeye walk into the church, and they see who you can now clearly you assume is Bishop. He's a cleric. He's got, you know, the long white robes, and he is a darker, you know, he's a black man. He's an African American, if you will. and he's completely shaved bald, and he turns around over to look at you and says, "You saved us." And as you look at him, he's got this. He's got this. It's a tattoo over his right eye that is in the shape of an M.
A what?
An M.
An M.
Yeah.
For mansion, right?
And yes. And he looks over at you. It's kind of clear that it's a tattoo. It's been there for a long time. You're not sure if it's some sort of holy symbol sort of tattoo or not, or what's going on there, but.
Mm. We saved you. You guys are dying out there. You might want to help.
We've been overwhelmed for days. I mean, the village hasn't been able to put up much of a fight. This is kind of been a sanctuary, this village, for those of us who are different.
Different.
Define different. Besides Antonio.
Well, let's just say there's some of us who are really, you know. The Black Knight finds us to be an abomination, and he's been sent by the Baron to take care of us. We're an abomination in his sight, and he feels that we are less than.
So does that mean he's a friend of Hulk's?
Now would be a keen time for Hulk to walk into the church.
Yeah, Hulk and Stark mosey on in.
Okay.
Mm.
You know, it's been several days now since the mansion was overtaken, and I fear for what's happened to the professor and those who reside within there. You know, it's really been more of a school than anything else, and a sanctuary to those of us who are you know, we're just different. Yes. We'll say we're different.
I see where this is going.
It just clicked. It just clicked out of nowhere. Just was like, oh. So who is this Dark Knight?
He just calls himself the Black Knight.
Black Knight?
He came in with, and he's brought a lot of, you know, dark magic with him. Not unlike what you just saw here. If we were to really, what we were hoping to do was to take the mansion back. The entire village was built around the mansion for a reason. It's a tactical advantage if you're up on the hill, and that's, I think, why he stormed the mansion as quickly as he did. Because once he took that, then the rest of the village, we didn't stand a chance in taking the mansion back.
So how many are in the mansion? Just him?
He's got his own force within the mansion, but they all seem to, all of their power seems to emanate from him.
Mm.
You know, there is... He kind of looks at you and is kind of weighing you up and trying to see if he can trust you and as he's looking at you. And then he kind
should
of...
Should I go ahead and try attempt an intimidate?
That's up to you.
I think we,
if you
I don't think
roll
we can
intimidate,
let Hulk
he's,
not do his thing.
He's, you know, this is... Bishop seems like a kind of guy who's been holding his ground for as long as possible against a huge horde of skeletons and evil wizards and things like that.
That's just an army. We
the
have a Hulk.
I just killed.
So,
yes.
So I'm going to ask how we would get inside the castle. What would be the easiest way to get in there to take out the Black Knight?
We dress as delivery men. We knock on the door. And
this village was built as a sanctuary, and there is a series of tunnels, although I've heard word that they may be not as safe as they once were, that lead directly to the mansion.
Mm. Tunnels, you say?
Is that the only back door?
Well, other than fighting your way through skeletons much more powerful than these ones that you saw here, I think that because the church is on the... A combination of being on hallowed ground and being far enough away from the Black Knight, they weren't as powerful as they could have been, or some of the other ones. But I can show you. He kind of picks himself up, and he's taken care of the gentleman. He was the other cleric. He's been stabilized, and he walks over to a bookcase and kind of pushes it aside. And there's a tunnel. Down a ways. So
before we head towards that tunnel, I'm going to check the guy we just killed.
You just want to check him for
just to see if there's anything that
for
would be helpful.
Bag.
Okay. I'm looking for more sack notes. That's what I'm looking for. That's okay. What I'm feeling right now. Just one right. sack.
You're feeling his sack.
There is a. I'll have to get back to you on what it is, but there is a. You take his wand for one.
Okay.
His wand, which for now I'll get back to you on what it is if we're gonna. I'll look it up, but there's a wand there, and there is also we'll say about a satchel with 200 gold in it.
Yoink.
All right. And you steal his satchel.
Okay.
Should we start calling you Robin Hood?
Basically.
Okay, so can you... Yeah, the wand... can you... I don't think you can use implements.
No, not at all.
Okay. Can anybody use implements?
I
think we can.
I think...
Maybe.
I think Stark can.
I can poke people with them.
Let's see. where would I find that at?
I
think it's on the third page.
So basically, yeah, I'm just going to hit
your racial.
Let's see.
It's not on there, but you can. I know you can.
I'm basically just going to be like, hey, Stark, you're weird. I think you could use this and hand him the wand.
Yeah, because I got wand skills here.
And I'm going to toss the 200 gold to Bishop and be like, hey, man, clean yourself up. And head towards the...
So you give Bishop the gold?
Yeah, I was like, here, clean this place up like this. I don't know. We can't use it right now anyway.
Cool.
You are mature, Alexis. I just want you to know that.
I am.
Does turning my head actually do anything? Does it make it seem like I'm talking to you? Because I'm not looking at the screen.
I'm looking the wrong way, but...
Am I really looking the wrong way? Because
now you're looking the right way.
Well, because you see yourself as a mirror image.
Exactly.
Is that what happens? See, I've been looking this way when Zach talks, so I should be looking this way when Zach talks. And then like when I want to talk to you, I look this way.
Yes.
It's the Brady Bunch.
Okay. So when I was poking this way, it looked like I was poking Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, okay. That makes sense now.
So am I pointing to you, Will?
Yes, you are.
Okay, Alexis. Excellent.
Yeah?
You now have a force wand plus one.
Sweet.
Plus one.
And it is a, as a standard action, you get a new move. It's so basically any move that you do with your wand now, mm-hmm. you get a plus one to hit and to attack. Is it to both? Does anybody know? I don't know for sure.
It works for damage and to rolls.
Okay, yeah.
So, I can go get my compendium.
Okay, yeah.
That's how it worked in 3.5.
Is it to attack and to hit?
Okay, yeah.
So you add a plus one. Anytime you use your wand for an attack, mm-hmm. you get plus one to hit and plus one to
and
attack.
AC.
And okay. plus one to whatever damage.
All right.
So, yeah. And that is, and you also get a daily power with that. So basically you're looking at it and it's, you know, it's a dark wand. It's kind of made out of this dark ebony sort of... You know, like a dark mahogany sort of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Very, you know, it's pretty nice, you know, fine wand. Nothing special, but yeah.
Sleek nonetheless.
Sleek nonetheless. And it's pretty clear. You also get a daily power from it. Or, sorry, encounter power as mm-hmm. a standard action. It essentially gives you magic missile.
I cast magic missile.
Magic missile. And also... If you crit with it, you get an extra 1d8 damage.
Zach, cool. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Were my arrows still intact? Could I have picked them up?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay,
honestly, I'm not too concerned about tracking how many arrows you have.
Camos and yeah.
All right, because I was subtracting blah blah blah. But,
oh, you were you?
Not,
okay.
Yeah, I was trying to.
I'm not too worried about it.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
So yeah. So there's that wand, and that is a. Yeah.
It's a cool wand.
Indeed it is. Okay, so you guys are going to head down the... Are you heading down the tunnel?
I was walking that way.
Yeah.
Can I take a breather so I can get back up to max HP?
Yeah, oh yeah, if you guys want to spend any healing surges,
agreed.
Yeah.
I want to use two healing surges.
I'm
just going to turn this light on. Hang on.
All right.
I guess while they're taking a breather, I'm going to drink from the fountain.
Ruh-roh.
If the fountain was drinkable.
We'll find out when you drink from it.
Yeah. I could use a dungeoneering thing or a perception check or something.
Okay, so where are we now? Let's just go. So you start down the tunnel. You want to use a perception check?
Well, if we're heading down the tunnel, I'm going to be using dungeoneering and leading the pack, basically, to make sure there's no trouble.
Okay.
So you want me to roll for that?
Sure.
How wide does the tunnel look? Is there going to be room for Hulk to run by should I get in front?
I would say not. It's probably two people wide, but Hulk's a fairly large person.
Yeah, Hulk's fairly large, but I can shimmy past should the need arise, right?
Yeah, if for whatever reason you could sneak past him, that'd be fine. There's enough room. Okay. There's enough room to move around. So you got a 21 on dungeoneering?
Yes.
Okay, so you're moving down the pathway fairly well, and then all of a sudden... you know, Hawkeye, you start to hear something up ahead. It sounds maybe like a little bit like a scratching sort of.
Scratching
and sniffing, or sniffing and scratching.
I basically do the hold sign, and I guess I go into stealth mode.
Okay, you want to do a stealth check?
Yeah.
You're pushing the right stick in.
I'm trying. I'm crouching now. I'm moving like half speed, I guess. Like what is that?
No, you're just, you know, you're just moving up. You're just doing this. You're just trying to be stealthy.
It's not a good stealth check. That is not a good stealth check.
They could be dumb. They could be Hulk.
All right. So all of a sudden you're moving forward and you hear a crack and you look down and there's like a dead cockroach that you've stepped on. That is, made that big, huge popping noise when you step on a cockroach, and it echoes through the chamber, and you hear
the goblins are coming.
You hear the scratching and the sniffing stop, and then you hear the sound of several large animals, the pads of their feet hitting the stone coming towards you.
Either it's dogs or rats, and I don't like that.
So we're going to call this a skill challenge.
A skill challenge.
Oh. Okay, so everybody roll initiative.
Yay, initiative!
Did this clear out all of the drawing on here?
No, I still see it.
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay, I don't know why. It's...
There's tabs actually, for scenes up
to,
there.
If you go to...
Whoa,
is there,
what the hell?
Man.
is there a thing that you can add another scene?
He just rolled Batman.
Yeah.
He rolled...
I see what
that is.
That is
a JavaScript error.
Is it really, yeah?
Yeah, that's a null pointer.
I didn't give it the max roll of a die. Just like Will forgot a slash.
All right, initiative was, let's see, roll d20 plus, or just roll d20?
Yeah, plus your initiative.
Yeah,
plus your initiative, d20. Which is...
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it's dex.
Zero for me. Yeah, that was easy.
It didn't show up in the window, so.
Oh, nice.
You rolled a nat 20. Alexis is on the ball.
And Alexis, you don't have any sort of modifier on that?
Nope.
You lucky man.
Okay, so the way a skill challenge works...
Is there anything that we should do to clear out the map?
I don't know. Go to the draw tools and click clear. And see what it does.
Okay, that did it.
Okay.
Wait, where's the draw tools?
It's just...
Oh, draw. Here it goes.
And then just click on clear.
There it goes. Yep.
That worked? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sweet. So... What we're doing here, we'll just call this call that.
What was our order of march? I mean, Hawkeye was first.
Hawkeye was up front, and then whoever.
Gibbs on second.
Don't clear it after I've cleared. Did everybody clear it? Everybody's cleared it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, as soon as anybody clears it, it did actually delete it for me, so... Nobody else hit clear now, so that we got this.
Oh. I got WL and a sad face.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's his neon pink. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have Will over here, or that's Jesse. Sure, Jesse. Jesse over here. This is just going to track how many you guys have, how many wins and losses you have had. Essentially, what a skill? Does everybody here know what a skill challenge is?
This is the first time I've heard of it, actually.
Okay, so you're going to be using the skills on the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, or of your first page, I should say.
All right.
You're going to roll a check. Essentially, what this is more of a creative sort of role-playing challenge where you have to pick something on mm-hmm. there that you've, and then roll for it. And you have to explain.
Zach froze.
Oh, can you still hear me? I'm still here. Okay, I saw
you. Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay, so you're going to pick something on there, you're going to roll for it, and you're going to tell us how you're using this. To your goal is to get down the hallway.
Get down the hallway.
Like get down past the wall. These are essentially, as they get closer, these are two very large wolves that are coming towards you.
Wolves.
So you're going to try and get through the pathway without being destroyed by these wolves.
Hmm.
I think I'd rather have
the
rats.
If you ever want to use your action point to reroll, you can do that. And the only other rules are you cannot use the same skill that the person right before you used, and you also cannot use the same skill that you used last turn. Does that make sense? So if, for example, right now, just looking at the initiative, we've got... Jason, did you roll initiative?
Yes, I got a... I've got to scroll back up.
17?
17.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Jason. Will, you rolled before, though, right? Was that...
I got an 18.
An 18, okay. And then Alexis was 20.
And mine's last.
And...
Because my dice suck.
Oh, wow. Okay, so... All right.
Told you.
Yeah. Okay. So, so in other words, if Alexis does a heal check, for example, you guys are trying to get through, the person after him cannot do a heal check, and he cannot do a heal check his next turn.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay. So, Alexis, you started out. So, whatever ability you want to use, explain to us how you're going to use that to get down through this tunnel and past these wolves.
Well... I see that according to this sheet, my intelligence is high, and I can got a 12 in that. So,
oh, sorry, this is your skills on the bottom right hand of the first sheet. So acrobatics, yeah. Arcana, all those.
Intelligence and whatnot, right?
No, the first column is what that is.
Oh, the first column.
The second column is what stat those numbers are based on.
Acrobatics, Arcana, Athletics, Bluff, Diplomacy. I will speak to the wolves. No,
yeah, wolves. I think my diplomacy isn't going to help much.
Gentlemen, please, wolves.
Wolves, just get out the tunnel. Just get out.
We're not here.
Not supposed to be here.
Let's see. Well.
Oh, and this on the screen here, by the way, you have to make 6 wins to pass the skill challenge, or 3 losses, and you lose the skill challenge.
Three losses.
And you can use your action point if you didn't use it last round in the encounter. You can use it to reroll.
So Hulk and I cannot use it?
Correct.
No.
Dang. It's going to be some tough stuff.
Did he freeze, or...
I don't know.
Is he just so hypnotized?
Or are you just thinking?
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. Somehow, things are bad.
It was funny because you were just frozen like this.
Yeah, your eyes were like...
If I stop moving, does the camera just like stop rendering?
I don't think so. Okay, so... if I have Arcana, can I conjure stuff?
Sure, like what?
A bigger wolf.
Okay, so some sort of an illusion?
Some sort of an illusion, yeah, that can maybe...
Okay, like you're an artificer too, so like maybe something a little bit less wizardy and more artificery.
So it would to be to animate something? Okay, I can do that. So we're in a tunnel that's underground. I imagine there'd be rocks around maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Can I somehow animate the rocks to like form an Indiana Jones situation where they clump together and like roll over or like
okay sure
make
roll
the
for it.
Model bottleneck them so I roll
so let's see d20 plus your modifier whatever that is.
Arcana okay so d20 plus 12 yeah. d20 plus 12 32
okay so Ooh.
Oh wait that's plus 20 it didn't do the d did it oh did it I did it get
did.
d20
yeah, you said d20 plus 20. 20
so it was 12 plus 12 is still 24.
I don't. Plus 20 can't be right.
So you rolled 12, right? You rolled 12 there, and so it's 12 plus 12 is 24. So that still counts.
Should I? Are you sure?
Well, it's 24. We'll just count the same roll, right? So it's 24. So 24. So you successfully conjure up some little rock gremlins that start running after and jumping on top of the wolves.
Well, I was thinking more like rocks clumped together and they roll and whatnot.
Like in
Indiana Jones,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. So we've got rocks rolling down the pathway now towards the wolves. Sounds good. Will, or Hawkeye, you're up.
I'm going to use my dungeoneering to see if there's anything I could use to make a very loud sound by attacking it.
Okay.
To try and drive the wolves off that way.
Sure. Roll for it. 20, that is a success. All right. Thor, you're up. Hulk. Sorry, Thor.
All right. I am going to use my athletics to run in the opposite direction of the wolves. So that's a d20.
Are you charging towards them or running behind us?
Or around them?
Are they in front of us?
Yeah, they're kind of standing between you and the way you want to go.
Oh, in that case, I'm just going to use Intimidate. So D20 plus 9, and I got a 14.
That is a fail. That is a fail. So he roars at them, and the wolves are... he kind of chokes on his spit as he roars at them or something. and the wolves do not seem deterred by that. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Jesse, Thor, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to use my endurance to just try to push them, to get them to move out of my way.
To endure and not get tired and get down the tunnel more?
Something like that, yeah.
All right, cool. Roll it.
Whee!
All right.
Just pushing.
That is a success.
Push, push, push.
All right, back to Stark. You are muted.
Alexis!
Wouldn't be a problem. There okay, so where are the wolves at? How many are they?
There's two of them.
Wolves. Our efforts have not deterred them?
Well, you're making some headway. They're getting beat up, but they're still.
All right. Let's see. Well, it looks that I have 10 skills in history, and... would it be possible to maybe say I've known of this mansion and maybe I can look around? Well, no, that would be dungeoneering to check for booby traps that I could use.
You could use history to dance with the wolves.
I could, yes.
I would say that you could probably use history to, if you had heard about this mansion and these. Such, types wolves. Of pathways and things like that, and maybe that sort of thing. I would allow it.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that, and okay. I'll roll to see what our wonderful dungeon master can come up with that I find. So let's see. That would be D20 plus 10 history. D20. Let's see if I don't screw it up now.
How are your checks so damn high? Are we doing this right?
I'm only choosing the ones I have high things in. So.
Okay. So apparently, mansion secret passageways are something of a specialty for Mr. Stark. And so as you're running, he notices a particular little alcove down one of the pathways and he points to it and you guys all kind of duck towards it. And it's pretty clear that you're now you're fairly close to the... to the mansion now. So we're now at Will.
How many more wins do we need?
You need two wins or two losses.
Alright, I am going to use my acrobatics to jump around the wolves.
Okay.
In a very elvishly
majestic
stylish
sort of way.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like,
it looks good, but we're not sure if it's effective.
There's a few spins in there, I think.
I'm just doing Link right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm probably rolling past them.
There you go.
Bang into a wall and shake everything.
Yeah, I guess I hit the wall there.
15.
Knock faces off of shelves.
That is barely a success.
Oh.
Barely. He kind of trips over, kind of hits himself. The wolf's nose as he's going over, but he kind of does this cool like break fall as he hits the ground.
Break fall.
Like a nice little break fall roll sort of deal. All right. Hulk, you're up.
All right. I'm going to now use my endurance since I should be okay to use that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Because I wasn't immediately behind you. I think it's based on the rules we were given. It should be
good. You're good.
All right. So I'm going to just kind of make my way and push through the wolves with endurance. And I get 28.
All
I'm
right.
good.
28. So finally at the end, you guys see this doorway up at the front. And the wolves are, there's one wolf in front, one wolf behind. And Hulk, again, just kind of puts his arms up in front of him and rams through him. And it's kind of like a human battering ram, and you're all right behind him. Through the door, smash through it, and slam the door behind you. And the wolves are, you hear the wolves growling.
Excellent.
In that. So it's a successful skill challenge. Awesome. Congratulations. So you are now, as you look around...
Do we need this now?
Okay, so you guys, you guys reach a milestone. So everybody gains an action point.
Awesome.
And feel free to use any healing surges as you find yourselves in a museum, or if you find yourselves in a library.
A library?
You're in a dark room.
I cast magic missile at the darkness.
You're a ranger.
I still want to cast a spell. So we're in a library, huh?
Yeah.
Is it very dark, or is it just like, you know, low lit?
Well, there's you know, low lit.
Ah, so I can see everything fine because
exactly,
I'm an elf.
Yeah, you're an elf, so you can see everything.
Who doesn't have low light?
Let's see. What? I thought elves always had like low light vision because it's a racial trait.
Yeah, I've got low light as well.
Yeah, Hawkeye's got low light. And so does Hulk, so does I don't think Thor does. Or do you?
I do.
Okay, so the only one who can't see anything is Stark.
Woo, I see better when I have a drink in me.
Alright.
so what exactly did we see in this library?
It's clear there's been a scuffle here, you know, there's been some stuff overturned chairs and tables and things like that.
Hulk, might I read you a book?
I'm going to take the opportunity to look around and see if there's any dangers or stuff, you know, with my perception checks.
All right, roll it.
If I could type. How many times am I going to hit?
Will fails type check.
Instead of, like, zero. That's a question. Just perception. There we go. Oh, man. I thought I had a 20. I thought I had a 20 there.
No, it's okay. So as you look closer, you see a, you know, it's, oh, there it is. Over on the other side of the room, there is a fireplace that is opened to a staircase leading downwards. Like the fireplace is opened up, right? And it's open.
Mm. Well, who goes first?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Sounds like a plan.
Hulk, elf.
Well, you know, if Hulk loses rock, paper, scissors, Hulk can just throw elf.
You know, I'd rather just walk instead of being thrown.
You sure?
Just fucking walk.
Sounds like a plan.
And I just, I go down, I guess dungeoneering again, just to make sure that, like, nothing's going to, like...
You want to check for booby traps and stuff?
Yeah, basically, since that's me.
Actually...
I'm the guy who does all that.
What were you saying?
It's always the elf.
24?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Alexis.
No, I'll go after Will's results are
okay.
Are
it's pretty clear, you know, that this, while this place is actually pretty elaborate as far as the how everything is put, it's like that you're looking at a really advanced security system, and you know, even for you, Alexis, being the artificer, you're pretty impressed with the amount, with the quality of the workmanship on all these sort of secret secret doors and things like that, and you can see that there are other ones around the room that you can see because you have a trained eye for it. But it's almost like everything's already been set off. And so, yeah.
Well, one thing. I heard Trep. Well, if we've already moved out of the library, I guess I should double check the presence of booby traps, just to be thorough, and that would be checking against what, perception?
For booby traps, yeah, it would be it'd be thievery or perception, whatever you want. Yeah, sure.
Perception's good.
Okay.
So. Let's see, D20 plus 7.
Yeah, so you take a look around as well, and there's nothing, that's a 21, nothing, you know, you can't see anything worth worrying about.
Seems safe. If someone minds running back and checking what one of those books are about, it'd probably give us some intel about who we're dealing with here.
Oh, well, allow me.
Bookshelves, wham, wham, wham.
Looks like
he's a fan of Dickens.
Yeah, if anybody wants to go pictures. And check the books, I mean, you can give me either an Arcana check, or a history check,
I'll
or a religion
the
check,
books
or a religion
down until
check
me
as
what?
Well.
I just went, but
I'll do it with my religion check.
can I do a perception check for him?
And again, my dice blow.
Can I use perception to look for hidden bookshelf things?
Sure, yeah. You've looked around, you've checked all that stuff. This room looks pretty clean. Like I said, anything that looks like there it would have been a booby trap has already been set off.
Okay.
And there's been no care to reset them at all. Okay, so Jesse, you pull a book off the shelf and read it, and you say, and it has a bunch of... All these books talk about a kind of magic that really none of you are aware of, where it's talking more of it seems similar to like a nature sort of magic, but a little bit more, instead of the magic of nature and the forces of nature, it's more of the forces of life and the forces about forces within individual people instead.
Can I roll a nature check to try and understand it?
Sure.
Don't pull a I know kung fu on us, Will.
I'm just gonna roll everything possible until I get an answer I want.
Okay, 23. So these books essentially, as Hawkeye starts reading them, being the elf, a lot of nature magic is based around the idea of getting power from, and like the primal magic, getting power from the forest or from nature itself. And like I said before, these ones, a lot of them are written by, you know, they seem almost like they're really new books, almost like they've been, and they're all handwritten, with hand-drawn diagrams, almost more like sketchbooks or notebooks more than anything else. And they all talk about, instead of finding power within nature or within specific nature power, it's from within the individual themselves. And how individuals with these sorts of, with the magic emanating from within them and power emanating from within them are becoming more and more common.
Mm. Like the exact opposite of a spirit bomb.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
So on we go through the tunnel, through the fireplace.
Yeah, I guess I'll lead the pack.
I'm trying to get a custom overlay to light, and it's not going off, and then, like the joke's ruined now. So, damn it!
What was the overlay going to be?
That guy from Star Wars saying it's a trap.
Akbar.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys go down the stairs in the fireplace.
We do.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
I duck.
What's marching order here?
I'm taking point.
Okay, and
I'll take.
Is everybody
second.
Trying to be sneaky?
I'll follow.
Huh?
Everybody's trying to be sneaky. Okay, so
sneaky as much as possible.
Okay, so everybody roll a stealth check.
I have a feeling Hulk and I are going to have a hard time with that.
Maybe Hulk should go in the back. Yeah.
Possible. Oh, I got a 17 for stealth. Not bad.
I've got zero stealth.
I have a minus two. I have a penalty.
Well, that's what you get for being a dwarf.
Who's abnormally large? You're not comfortable in your exercise limbs.
You're always tripping over your beard, man. That's how it goes.
Oh, so yes.
What happened to my third bottom third? It's messed up.
Well, everyone knows your Twitter handle now.
Okay, so what are we at? Everybody rolled?
Yep.
Jesse, Alexis, and then that 20.
Jesse,
my God.
Did you roll?
I thought I did. Let me try it again.
Is anybody else seeing it?
Nope.
No.
No.
There it goes.
Oh, there, we go.
There we go. Okay, 13. Excuse All right, so...
I don't even see it yet.
Right. Hard map.
It's there, so... Okay, so as you guys get near the end of it...
Is this showing up now over here?
Yeah. So Thor kind of, you know, his armor starts to rattle a little bit as he's moving, and everybody stops, right? And
push you, Thor!
And you kind of hear this familiar rattling down at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, no.
And then a scream.
More wolves.
A scream of what... It sounds like a scream from a young boy.
Oh, the skeletons, man.
And then a... another scream. Okay. And as you guys closely run up, hang on, you will roll for initiative. So give me a sec here.
I think I may have to reload my screen.
If you guys all just want to hit the clear button again, then that will work. Just hit the clear button on the draw tools and that should work.
What is macros? I like macros.
Oh, sweet. Hulk go first. Hulk smash. Unless someone gets like a 25.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh, this is cool.
See, I'm just now seeing my two rolls that I did that were minus two.
If you want me to re-invite you, Jesse, I can.
No, should I just... I want to see what happens if I just hit F5. Let's see what...
Okay, macros are awesome.
Or does it just...
So you can actually set up your rolls. If you hit tools on the chat, if you hit tools on chat and it pops up on the side, it says macros, you can set up all your attack rolls for everything. So you don't have to keep typing it.
Oh, this is about to happen.
Okay.
You're back? Okay.
That is actually pretty sweet.
Cool.
I'm just going to type in all my stuff right now.
Okay, so has everybody hit the clear button before I start drawing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to know what that Batman roll was. Where it just went nan.
Yeah, ask Jason. Jason froze.
Oh, I'm back. What's up?
The Batman thing, the JavaScript error?
You just put a D with no number after it.
A D with no number after it?
And then I did 20 D, so it did it 20 times. But you still need the D.
It needs
D space D.
Whenever you fail to put a number after the D, it's getting a null a null rolls.
So when I did 20 D, it gave me 20 nulls and added them together to be null.
Batman roll.
Okay, so you guys can set yourselves up wherever you want to be within the entrance of the room there.
Crap, I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah, me neither.
You're not seeing any of the drawings?
No, they're not there.
The entire thing that I just drew, it's not there? Okay. Let's everybody just jump out of here, I think, now, and jump back in and just give a good refresh restart.
So all right.
Just refresh and we'll go again.
All right, we're coming back. We just figured out the new hangout.
Oh, was it a different one? Okay.
We were having a party with that.
My bad, sorry.
No problem. I just joined the old one.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize there was another, the old one still there. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Can you see it now?
Hold on.
Yep.
Okay, turn your grid back on, I guess.
Yep, here it goes. Yo, Will, where'd you go?
All right, now I'm starting to see red lines.
All right, everybody, add your token.
Did I join the right one now?
Yep.
Yeah. Can you see the drawing?
Let me grab. No, that's not what I want. I don't want screenshots. Tabletop. Put this full screen. I see pictures. The grid is loading.
Oh, hell, I can't see me.
Whoop up.
Can anyone see my token? Because I seem to have disappeared.
No, I cannot.
I see it invisibly.
I do too. Oh, now I see two.
Yeah, now they're showing up.
I don't see a grid.
You got to turn the grid back on yourself, I think.
Grid on. Okay.
Snap to grid helps too. That way you don't grid. End up the way you're at. There you are.
There it is.
And now you're hidden.
How do I delete my other token?
You can even just put it off to the side if you want.
Let's see my macros. No!
Did you lose all your macros?
Macros are gone.
Okay, everybody, you will probably have to re-roll for initiative if you rolled it already.
Suck.
The random number generator does not like you.
It doesn't.
It hates. It likes me less, Jesse. So.
Wow, four.
Yeah.
You don't have right. any additions?
Nope.
No.
So, okay. So here's the deal.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
I don't think they're all bad guys.
Thor, I like the image, Jesse. In fact, you're there twice.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take away a couple of these guys.
I should have deleted.
We're going to go with that. Okay, so essentially, you walk in. Is everybody where they want to be? Now, this is within the room, Will. You've got to be in the room, both of you. You can be farther back down the hallway this way, down the south of it, but you do need to be there. So, I'm going to mark the names of these if you hover over them.
Nice, Will. Took me a while to figure out what exactly that was, but I see it now. I don't like how mine's looking.
Dang it. Ding, nabbit, damn it.
Okay, so those all now have labels if you mouse over them. Just as we're referring to them.
Skill 1, skill 2, black 9.
Okay, so you need to all be down this way towards the bottom of the entrance to the room. As you enter the room, they still haven't seen you. Okay? And this tall man in the far back is right, the Black Knight, who you can only assume it is. He's this man in, like, black plate armor, you know, and he takes this boy who is, who it almost looks like his skin, you know, is like he's been burnt. First of all, one of the skeletons, the skeleton next to him is a tall, you know, a tall skeleton. It almost looks like it's his right-hand man. And this skeleton is entirely on fire. It's totally in flames. There's two skeletons fairly similar to what you met outside the church. And there's also more of like just a soldier-looking skeleton. He's wearing, you know, just like shoulder pads and like a chest plate sort of deal. But other than that, he's just got like this big sword. So this guy takes the boy. The boy's got kind of, you know, like just blonde hair. It's no more than probably 14 years old. And this entire section back here is all just like a big, it's barred off, right? It's like a big, it looks like it's very quickly been turned into like a holding cell all the way along this back wall, with bars and actually it's made out of bones mostly that have been lashed together. Within it, you can see several people, within this area, being kept hostage. And it's pretty clear that they're either being tortured, or just, you know, ceremoniously killed one at a time. You're not sure, but he throws him back in the cage anyway, screaming something about being an abomination and a sin against his gods.
Oh, really?
So the four of you are there unawares. You need to be here. I'll move you, Thor, down wherever you want to be over here.
Sorry, Jesse. I can't help it. I've been moving you around.
I know.
Okay, can so you see who's moving who?
So no. Did everybody roll initiative?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, everyone did. Hey, mine didn't suck the worst.
Yay. Nice. Okay, let me quickly roll for these guys.
Ba-bow, bow, bow, ba-bow, bow.
I'll make up for my two hit scores.
Yeah, let's do one of those splash damage attacks again. That was kind of awesome.
Hulk smashing to the fourth.
Yes. Okay.
So we're all at full HP, right?
Yeah, unless who didn't take a healing surge?
I did.
I'm going to assume that you guys took a short rest
in the
library. Okay, and the other ones were
Hulk Smashington the fourth. Nice.
Yes.
Hulk was 19. What's your dex?
Yep. Hulk? My dex is the modifier or the actual score?
The actual score.
The actual score is 12.
12, okay. Dude, Stark, what are you doing?
What? Huh? Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Okay, so because you guys successfully stealthed your way into the room, we're going to do one round before these guys notice.
Yay!
So, I believe it is Hulk's turn.
All right. I just realized that we're all doing health on their name tags.
I started that. You can blame me.
It was a useful trend.
Yes. Wait. Someone got a 22. Or is that a bad roll?
That was one of the bad guys.
It's a baddie.
All right. If I'm first, then I'm going... Oh, where can I get to? I am going to... Okay, so I can make it up to here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 without charging. And then I'm going to I'm out of range for I'm gonna go with I'm just gonna start off with Avalanche Strike. Or no, I don't want to waste that. Just a Hell of Fury then.
Okay.
Hell of Fury. Which is that thing if I hit him I do the, no, didn't hit him.
That's versus AC?
That's versus AC.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. And that's going to be my turn, I guess.
Okay. Next up is Hawkeye.
Yeah. Who's the main bad guy?
Black Knight is way up over on this side here. Oh, and by the way, I should mention the squares with the lines through them are pillars, and you cannot go through them. And they can obstruct line of sight. This thing in the middle is some sort of table that has like some latches and stuff on it. It's like a torturing type table that you tie somebody down to.
The lines,
pretty big. You can tie more than one person to it.
The lines still aren't appearing for me. So
none of the lines are there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Just a sec, then. Can you see my
window? I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
All right. Do I have a clear line of sight to shoot him?
Yeah, you do. You could move to get line of sight for him.
Okay. Can you move me for that, and I'll do a disruptive shot.
Do you want to move so you're at an angle, or do you want to move?
I want to move
like right there.
I guess angle would work.
Like right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna shoot him versus basically the disruptive shot is dexterity versus AC.
Okay.
All right. Which is
No, that's a miss.
Even with plus five, that's still a miss.
Yeah,
that's still a miss.
Yeah, for being sneaky, we're still not doing so well.
All right. You doing anything else?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thor, you're up.
Okay. Ooh, that's a nice attack there I can use later. Okay, where am I? Okay, so what's this crossbones again?
Crossbones is a bigger skeleton, and he's wearing armor, and he's carrying a longsword. These other two are carrying the little guys are carrying bones or like bow and arrows.
Right. In my movements, am I able to move diagonally or only?
Yeah, you can move diagonally as a single.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. So I can move here in 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do a Valiant Strike, +7 versus AC.
To crossbones?
Yeah.
20 versus AC? Is a hit.
And do I need damage?
Yeah. What attack were you using? Valiant Strike?
Valiant Strike. That's not bad.
13 damage. All right. Anything else on top of that? There's no effect to it?
No effect.
Okay, cool. Alrighty. Then finally, Stark. Stark, are you muted again?
I am.
Some ways he's better that way.
Oh! Okay, so, no podcast for you in 2 weeks. No, just kidding. Let's do a spike wire.
Ooh.
Which is a wand implement +5 versus fortitude. All right. So
are you using your new wand?
Uh-huh. So I'll have a +1 damage into whatever the
Mr. Stark
is.
Likes his new toys, I guess.
He does. So let's see. He
couldn't wait to get it out of the wrapper.
So d20 +6 then?
Mm-hmm. It's 21 versus 5. And who are you attacking, sorry? Crossbones?
Crossbones, yeah. Versus Fortitude.
Versus Fortitude. Yes, that definitely is a hit.
Awesome. Okay, so now I do 1d8 +5 +1, essentially. So 1d8 +6 is 11 damage.
Okay, well, this guy is now bloodied.
Huzzah!
Which looks a lot like whatever skeleton blood looks like. And Will is crying.
Marrow.
Yeah, there you go. He's been marrowed. Okay. All right, so top of the round. Crossbones is not pleased. So he is going
I would
to
think not.
Raise his sword and strike at Thor, which is a miss.
It's a whiff.
That's a big whiff. All right. So that is going to make it okay. Minnie's turn. This one, Skell 1, is going to pull out a sword and attack Hulk.
Word.
It tickles.
For 14 versus DC.
That is a miss.
All right. And the second one is going to shoot at Thor with his short bow.
Against AC?
Uh-huh. 15. Miss. All right. And it is Hulk's turn.
Hulk. Okay. Hulk is going to smash.
By the way, if you want to jump onto the table, then that's just it's just difficult terrain to get up on the table. It's just an extra move.
Oh, well then, yeah, that's definitely happening.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
Well, I don't care. I'm Hulk. I'm not known for my wise decisions. But from here, my Howl of Fury will hit just about everything. So I'm going to do that number again against the skeleton to my catty corner, I guess.
Okay.
Let me roll my two hit. Boom. That is 24 versus AC.
Okay, so that's a hit. So that first off, powders the skeleton.
Okay. And then the other skeleton is also it's a burst 3, so everything but the Black Knight, I believe.
Sorry, which one were you hitting? You were attacking the minion?
Yeah, the one that was right there is when I attacked.
The one you moved.
Okay, so flames gets hit by the burst
everything
3
else, but yeah, it is a blast 3. Sorry, blast 3, but is blast conical or
blast would be in front of you, 3 squares by 3 squares. So a square, 3 by 3.
Okay.
So
okay,
essentially,
so it would be that guy and then flames.
Okay,
then,
so flames.
Right?
Yeah, and that is what? How much? What does he take?
It's just 2 thunder damage.
2 thunder damage? All right.
Yep.
Sounds good. Anything else?
No, that is it for my turn.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I apologize. I hit an enemy with an attack, so where is that thing?
Oh, right, that's right. Is that an at will?
I have a free action. I'm going to now, as a free action, use my encounter swift charge and charge flames. Just kind of continue on, and it's just a basic melee attack. But I got to hit him first, and 20 against AC
against
on flames. And 17 damage more to flames.
Boom. All right.
And then I'm going to use another free action. I'm sorry. I'm just going to kill this guy. I hit an enemy with an attack, so I get the free action Furious Assault, and it deals one weapon extra damage. So I get another D12 / D12. 7 more damage to flames.
All right.
Okay. I got a quick question I have a quick question about these cards on page 4 and 5.
Yeah.
So at will, you know, that's kind of a.
At will, you can use as many times as you want.
Yeah. And then encounter, is that like once per encounter?
Once per encounter.
And then I have a daily, that's like once a day.
You're right. So you have to have a full 8 hours rest before you can use it after you use it once.
Wait, so Flame still survived that?
Yes. In fact, he is not bloodied yet.
Ouch.
Damn.
Oh, I picked a good target then.
So how much damage did you do to him? So
I did 17 plus 2 plus 7 math.
So you did 26, and so he's got at least, wow, okay.
Another, he's got more than a third left, if he's not bloodied.
He's been bloodied half?
No, bloodied is half, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's not even half, then, sweet.
So he's got at least 60, then, total, I mean, okay.
Well, I'll pick the good one.
Okay, Hawkeye, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to take the axe. I don't even know what the move's called because there's like dots out there, but it's called the aspect of the dancing.
And okay, I'm gonna assume you've got snake. Stances, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to take that stance, which is a minor action at will.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get, I can move a turn after someone attacks me, and I get a plus one power bonus to my attacks and rolls.
Okay.
Then I'm going to position myself in the middle, so I can both see the flame guy and the black knight guy.
Okay.
And I'm going to use rapid shot, which every shot I take has a minus two, I guess.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna fire like a shot at both of them, 1-2. So I should be rolling at a minus eight now.
Say that again. So rapid shot? You make a range a basic ranged attack against each creature in or adjacent square with the attack's range. Okay, you take minus two to the attack rolls. So basically, you can attack every.
Actually, I'm going to attack the skull and the crossbones then.
Okay, so you're going to attack each of those guys, and you just have to do whatever your normal roll is. Your basic attack roll is what?
It's gonna be 1d20 plus 7 since the subtraction and the bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. So 1d20 plus 7. So roll it for each one.
Okay.
If you wanted to, you could. Are you shooting Black Knight too?
Can I shoot Black Knight?
Sure.
All right. Then I'm gonna do all three then.
You could shoot the other minion too. They're all within range.
Okay, that does not work the way I wanted it to. That added them all together. That's not what I wanted.
Well, you can do the math.
We can do
you
the
got
math.
18. You got a one hit.
Okay, so I'm assuming we're going left to right.
Yeah. So well, I guess so. I was gonna do crossbones, the guy above, and then the Black Knight.
Oh, okay. Let's do that then.
Since Hulk's in the way.
Crossbones.
Well, you can fire through me.
Yeah, you can fire through.
Oh, I can?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm fire through.
Yeah, why don't you just re-roll it?
All right, I'm just going to re-roll it. That does not... Okay, this is a little tricky.
All right, so crossbones first and then going counterclockwise?
Basically.
Okay.
There should be another roll. Did you guys get four rolls? Or
I
is
got
only...
three rolls.
I got three.
Okay, so 19.
Why can't my rolls be like that?
Holy crap, dude. Okay, so 19 versus crossbones is a hit. And how much damage does it do? Does it do minus two to attack or to hit?
It's just a minus two penalty to the attack rolls.
Okay.
So that's a D10.
So it hits him. So you only roll once for damage at the end of all this. So so you hit crossbones. You kill the minion.
Okay.
And then you hit all three of them, dude.
Okay. Did I miss one?
No, you hit all three of them. You hit all four of them, but you killed the minion.
All right. So I'm going to roll my damage rolls in.
Okay, so it's just a lot. You just roll once for all of them.
Oh, roll once for all of them? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so 11.
Let's take the 11.
Okay, so Crossbones is now bloodied. Or sorry, Crossbones was bloodied long before. Okay. Fire is also bloodied now.
Good to know.
The elf takes his keep.
All right. Sounds good. Next, who would be fire? Flames is up. Okay, so...
Bring it.
Oh, by the way, because you start your turn next to flames...
Damage.
Okie dokie.
Toasty. Who was talking about a barbecue earlier?
It was nice with the party.
Hulk has no sense of irony. Hulk has no sense of irony.
Okay. And then he is going to attack Hulk.
Yeah.
Essentially, he like raises his hand, and he's got like. They're bone hands, but they're like sharpened bone hands. They're like claws. So that is going to be.
Come on, miss. Whammies. Oh, that is a miss on anything. Right. Even my will.
Okay.
That's a critical miss. Oh, too bad.
And he's also going to. No, he's going to stay there. Okay, so next up is Black Knight.
Oh, boy.
And he is going to... So Black Knight finally realizes that you're all here. And he turns and looks at you and is like, what interest do you have in these abominations? And then he runs over to...
The abominations.
One, two, three, four. Over to Thor.
Okay.
And...
Ooh.
He's going to... He kind of takes interest in the paladin. Mostly because he hates
paladins. He's a six-foot dwarf.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hard to miss, man.
So he... Yeah, he pulls out his big long sword and swipes at Thor, which is going to be
ouch.
20 versus AC.
He hit.
Hit. Okay, so that is
3d12 plus 9. Oh.
11 damage plus 5 necrotic damage. Necrotic damage. So,
skin,
so 11 normal damage and 5 necrotic damage, which is, you know, like undead evil damage. Do you have? Are you vulnerable to anything? By the way, are you vulnerable to necrotic damage?
Where does it say that?
It probably. I don't know for sure if it is or not. It would be on the third page, I believe.
I have a proficiency with hammers. Amazing how that works.
No, nothing.
Let's see,
Oh, actually, it's on the first page. It says resistances, vulnerabilities. It's second, or it's in the middle column. It doesn't. You don't have any.
Oh, I have none.
Okay, so 16 damage then.
So that puts me at bloodied.
You're bloodied. Okay, whoever your healer is needs to take note. And it would be.
Yep.
And that's his turn.
You need the tank.
So Thor, it's your turn.
That would be Stark.
Okay.
Was that your Popeye?
No. That wasn't intentional. Yes, it was.
It's getting late.
Yeah, this is going a little bit later than I thought it would, but...
Yeah, honestly, when I was putting this together, it's actually... Yeah. I think next time we'll try and get done started way earlier. And now we know how to use this thing.
Yeah.
And so it'll go a lot faster, too.
All right.
Instead of all the macros.
I'm going to go with Templar's Fist. Okay, it's... First, what does Burst 5 and Burst 10 mean in these cards?
Burst 5 would be 5 Whoa. Square radius around you.
Okay.
Or around whatever point.
All right. Well, okay. The dude's standing right in front of me, so it really doesn't matter anymore. But, okay, so Templar's Fist, which is plus 5 versus Will. And no, that's not, doesn't mean the Ranger.
Plus 5 versus Will. Okay, so roll it.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Against, that's more like against it. Against the Knight?
Yes.
All right, so roll your damage. What kind of damage is that?
Damage is 1d10 plus 5.
Oh, yeah, it's
5.
Max. That's a crit. So 1d10 plus 5, so that's 15.
Okay, then as a bonus effect...
What kind of damage is that?
Hurdy damage.
It's...
Does it say...
Ability, see, the hit is 1d10 plus ability modifier psychic damage, and the target is slowed until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
So while he's slowed, anyone else who attacks and does damage to the knight adds a plus 3 power bonus to the attack roll.
Cool. And how much damage is that? So 15 damage?
Yes.
All right. Cool. And he's slow till the end of your next turn, so remember that. Okay, just remember so I don't forget. Stark, you're up.
Alrighty, so... question about these burst things. So I have one called Argent Rain. It says burst one within 10 squares.
So 10 squares is the whole damn map.
It's the whole, yeah.
wait, what? Burst, 10 squares?
It says burst one, though, within 10 squares. So do it that range?
Like, yeah, burst. So 10, you can shoot it anywhere at anyone within 10 squares.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's burst one, so one square around, so one square in any direction around
that person. Point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jesse, I don't want to hurt you, so.
Well, does it say anything about enemies only?
Do you have? Yeah, is it versus enemies or creatures?
A creature.
Yeah. Okay.
Thunder. One second here, one creature. Okay, so thundering armor. Effect is okay. Burst 10. So it says the primary target gains a +1 power bonus to AC until the end of your next turn, and then I make an attack.
Yeah. So here, let me zoom in on it here. Yeah, primary target gets a +1. So you're casting it on Thor.
Uh-huh.
And then an adjacent target, you get a second. You can then target an adjacent one. You have to hit him first, though, I think. No, you hit the second guy. So you can hit anybody that is adjacent to Thor,
mm-hmm.
but you still have
Thor gets the benefit.
You still have to roll
1d8 plus intelligence modifier.
Yeah, plus if it's a wand.
Oh, no, plus 5 versus fortitude, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, plus 5 versus fortitude, but because it's your wand, it's a +6.
Plus 1, yeah, okay. All right, let's do that then.
Okay, so Jesse now has a +1 power bonus to AC.
And then let me roll the D20, +6, B16. Does that cut it for crossbones?
For crossbones would be 16 versus AC.
Versus fortitude.
Oh, versus fortitude. Yes.
That is. Excellent.
And so roll
1D8 plus 5.
And then +3.
+3?
Because I slowed him, so you get 3 extra damage.
No, this one's for crossbones.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I lied then. I forgot.
So 9 damage then.
9 damage for crossbones.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you, a bolt of lightning charges, comes out of that nice new spiffy wand that Stark has, charges Thor's armor, and a spark cracks off and blows the head off of crossbones, but crossbones is still fighting.
Appropriate.
Don't you hate those undead?
He just keeps on fighting. So, top of the round, crossbones now.
Wait.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I gotta heal Jesse.
Okay.
Can I use where'd it go? I can't use healing surge on him, can I?
Healing surge is you use that to
personal
heal yourself.
Thing, yeah.
But you
and I don't
still
have any
healing infusion. You still should have another one. You used one on yourself in the last fight. You should have two, shouldn't you?
Where would it tell me such a thing?
I think you prepare two at the beginning of every day, so you can use it again.
All right.
Whatever one you want to use.
Healing infusion then on Jesse. So, do I have to roll anything?
Nope.
Does it look like it? Yeah.
Are you using curative infusion or the resist?
Curative, yeah.
Okay, so it's healing. It's healing surge +2. So Jesse, whatever your healing surge value is, heal that +2.
Okay, so I heal 10.
Yeah.
And does that mean I'm no longer bloodied?
It would, yes.
Sweet. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Stark.
Anytime.
Right on. Okay, so crossbones turn. With no head, starts swiping around wildly at Thor. So let's go with...
And now my AC is +1 thanks to Antonio, right?
Yep.
How long did that effect last?
Until the end of his next turn, I think.
Yep, 25, that's it.
25 versus AC.
Ouch!
Okay.
That still hits me.
Okay, and that is a... Okay, so that's 8 damage, and you are marked.
Oh.
He marks you.
Should peed on me?
Yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Actually, you know what? Just ignore that. So you just take 8 damage. He doesn't have a head. He can't mark you.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
All right. So it is now Hulk's turn.
All right. Hulk's going to do something weird. I'm going to
charge. Oh, by the way, take 5 damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that. Okay. 4. I'm going to charge around the pillar, and my charging speed is 8.
Okay, so if you do that, then you provoke an attack of opportunity from him because you're leaving a square that's adjacent to him.
I'll take it.
Okay. So just a basic melee. Okay. So 15 versus AC?
That is a hit.
Okay, so take... Oh, actually, hang on. Sorry. Sorry, that should only be a 13.
Okay. Even if it's the attack of opportunity?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's a miss.
Okay. All right. So all then right. I'm assuming you go down instead of across him another adjacent square?
Yeah.
Okay.
The idea is I'm coming around here. I'm probably going to provoke attacks of opportunity for these guys as well doing that number. But,
or you could just go down onto the table and lunge over across.
Idea is I'm charging around to get to the Black Knight.
Okay, so you'd attack one, you provoke one from Crossbones then?
Yes.
Okay. 1d20.
The idea is I'm trying to get here to be Big Sponge.
Okay, so 13.
That is a miss.
Okay.
Right, and so then it's a basic melee attack against the Dark Knight. So that's a 21 versus AC.
That is a hit.
Okay, and melee damage is 6. And then I'm going to use my action.
Then plus 3.
Oh, plus 3. Okay, so 9, I guess. And then I am... Is that plus 3 against the Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because,
so it's
because I slowed him.
Oh, that's and, to hit, though. That's not to... That's not for damage.
Well,
I thought that was plus 3 to damage.
No, it's got to be to hit.
Yeah, and, I think it's to hit.
Oh, okay. I guess that would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
At that point, I'm going to action point and hit him with avalanche strike or attempt to. So that's this plus 3. Oh, 12 versus 8C.
Okay.
Is that a hit or probably a miss?
That is a miss.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Is that was that an encounter or a daily or what was that?
That was an encounter. But because I action pointed and attempted an attack, I get to use Speed of Chaos, which could go very well or very wrong. Let me figure out what I'm typing in. / DD6. And what I get to do is the trigger is me or an ally spends an action point to make a melee attack or to make an attack. And after the attack is resolved, which it was done really quickly, I gain the resulting benefits of whatever this outcome is. 2, so that is, until the end of my next turn, the target of the attack takes 2 extra damage each time it is hit with an attack. Okay, so the Black Knight takes any damage done to the Black Knight is plus 2 until the end of my next turn.
Okay, sounds good.
Love the debuffs.
Very cool.
Yep.
All right. Nice work. Hawkeye, you're up.
All right, I'm moving down to here, if I can.
Yep.
And I'm going to... Okay, thank you, Pikachu. I'm going to shoot a clever shot at the Black Knight. Basically, I'm just going to do that. So that's D20 plus... is my original
thing. So you get a plus 3... Because of my effect, and then if he hit, you get plus 2 to the hit the Hulk's effect.
So wait, there's other bonuses? Is like 5 plus 5 bonus?
No.
No, it's plus 3 to hit, plus 2 to damage.
Yes.
Okay. So I have a plus... Damn.
just add your bonuses separately on the line.
No, it works out. That's not what I wanted to do. There you go.
Holy...
Ooh.
Damn.
What? It doesn't matter what it's versus. It hits.
It's versus. Clever shot is not is a normal attack.
Okay.
And so I want him to fall prone.
Okay.
And so I'm going to roll my damage now,
That grants plus two to any future attacks, right, for hit and damage,
yeah.
Isn't it? Hit and damage. Okay.
On damage.
Cool.
So did he just add another effect to this thing, or?
That's my dance effect. Gives me a plus one.
Okay, so 15 plus, or 7 plus 2 for being prone. Or I guess that's prone afterwards.
It's prone afterwards.
From the charge attack, right?
Mm-hmm. 2 is from the charge attack, 5 is my bonus damage, and then the plus 1 is for the dance.
Okay, so 15. He is bloodied.
And on the ground, crying.
And prone. And slowed. Okay. All right, anybody else or anything else you want to do?
I guess I'll take a free action and move down for my dance.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Flame's turn.
He looks all lonely over there. Yeah,
great mind, single like Jesse.
As long as he comes after me, I don't care.
Okay, so, yeah, I think Flames is a little bit miffed that
he lost his friend.
Alone, so he's going to run just one more over here, actually. Right there, and he's going to attack Hulk. Essentially, he just, like, this huge fireball grows in his hand, and he fires it at you.
Baller. Fireballer.
Oh, dang it. What am I doing?
Mm.
So, 15 versus reflex.
Oh, that is a hit.
Okay.
Will has blacked out.
Ooh.
I just had to do something real fast.
Okay, so that's 10 fire damage, and you take 5 ongoing fire save ends.
Is that 5 ongoing at the beginning of my turn or starting now?
At the beginning of your turn.
Okay. I am almost bloodied.
I can fix that when it's my turn.
I'm not really too worried about it. Letting you guys know that the shield will go down in about 3 turns if I don't save.
Hmm.
All right. It is now the Black Knight's turn. By the way, you know, I think from just moving forward, I think you guys are flanking, right? You guys are flanking Black Knight now. Actually, you're flanking both of them.
No, we have to be on the opposite sides.
Oh,
unless you
want
to do a house wolf.
No, if that's what the rule is, I wasn't sure. So that's good.
All right.
Okay, so we Black Knight is going to continue attacking Thor. So,
well, he's on the ground. He has to get up.
Oh, yes, he's provoking going to get up. He's going to get a move.
Which is going to provoke, yeah.
He's going to provoke an attack of opportunity from both of these guys.
Mm.
Is that just a basic melee attack?
Oh, dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a basic melee.
Okay, so both of you guys get to make a basic melee attack against
them. Then does the plus 3 and plus 2 damage then all apply on these two?
Yes. If he takes damage, yes.
So
17,
so that's 17 plus 3. Plus 3. 20 versus
okay,
AC.
Okay, so that hits.
Sweet. And then it's going to be this plus 2. So 19 damage.
Holy moly.
He's dead.
I hope.
God damn it.
Maybe he's dumb. Maybe he's is that
he's too dumb. He's too dumb to die.
Okay, Jesse missed. Okay.
All the bonuses in the world, and I still whiff.
Okay. Okay. So, so he stands up. He's bloodied. He's beaten, and he takes a big old swing. Oh, by the way, he's bloodied. He's bloodied now. And he kind of leans over, and a huge pulse of dark energy just smacks everybody around him. It's a close burst 3. So let's say
everyone but Will gets hit?
No. Over.
Yeah, it's a burst.
He's behind
it's a
the
burst.
Pillar.
Yeah, I guess he is behind the pillar, isn't he? Yeah, so it's a burst 3. So you two both...
Does the skeleton take it too?
No. Okay, so that's for Jesse. That's versus reflex, and this one is for Hulk.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm so hit. Now this is for both of you guys. You each take 13 damage, 13 necrotic damage. And now he still gets to make his attack. He's going to attack Jesse with a with his sword.
Quick question. When I become bloodied, what does this rage blood vigor do?
What sort of an action is it?
It's a class feature.
Okay. It should say like encounter or like standard action, free action.
It doesn't say anything. That's why I'm asking if you know.
Oh, okay. What's it say?
It just says swift charge power, temporary HP equal to con modifier.
It says the trigger for it is.
Never mind.
Yeah,
when you drop an enemy to us. Never mind.
Yeah.
I need to remember that one then. Okay. I was just seeing if I had anything that comes in when I get bloodied.
There you go. Okay, but Jesse, you're facing 19 versus AC.
Damn it.
No.
Forward's down.
He is a hit.
Okay.
It's if it's equal to AC, it's a hit, right?
Yeah.
All right. Even with the armor boost I have, it's still a hit.
Mm. Okay, so that's another 9 necrotic damage.
Okay, that puts me at less than 0.
Okay, so Thor is down.
No.
Wait. Does it equal your AC?
If it equals your AC, then it hits, yeah.
It does hit now?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so Thor is down. So you can either, just for clarification for rules, Jason, if I get this wrong, feel free to correct me, but I believe anybody can run up to him and do a heal check to stabilize him, and that takes a minor. Or, Jesse, every turn that it's your turn from now on, you have to roll to save. If you fail 3 saves, then you are dead. But for now, you're just unconscious.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Sleepy time.
All right, so having said that, it is Thor's turn.
Negative your,
you have to be a like negative bloody value, I think, to be dead.
Yeah,
is the other way, or fails 3 death rolls. So yeah. Thor, it's your turn. So go ahead and roll for death. So just a d20. Okay, so that's he saved. So you've bypassed death this turn. So you're good. So Stark, you're up.
Alrighty. Do we have the HPs on the monsters here?
They are all bloodied.
They're all bloodied.
And Crossbones doesn't have a head.
Crossbones. Let's.
Just as a note, I'm at 1. He can possibly save. I'll go down next turn, starting automatically.
I was planning on doing a lay on hands on you.
It's up to you.
So which one would make sense to attack more?
You could also, if you have any other heals, Alexis, because you're the healer, if you heal Thor, then he will like become conscious again. So if you can get him into positive hit point region, then he will be conscious again and he can do something his next turn.
And that's a minor action, right?
Whatever act, if you have any sort of abilities that heal, you can also do that.
Okay, but I have to be right next to him, right?
Yeah, you can move up to him.
But do I have to?
No.
Okay.
Depends on what your ability is. Do you have abilities to do that?
Just the healing infusion thing.
That you said last time.
What happened?
You used that already.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay.
How many of those can you prepare before a day?
2.
You can use 2 healing infusion powers per encounter.
If it says that per encounter, then do that.
Well, I used 2?
You used 1 last encounter.
Used 1. Oh, okay. Okay. So
you can use another one if you want.
So, let's see.
And that's a ranged attack, right?
Yeah,
burst.
Do a heal check on Thor and use the healing infusion on me.
Can I do that with minor actions, too?
You can take your standard action and move it to a minor.
Yeah, you can do that.
Then I do those things.
What he said.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're using your healing infusion on Hulk?
Yep.
Okay, so that is whatever Hulk's healing surge value is plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
He gets that back.
I am back up to bloody.
And you're doing a heal check. I'm not familiar with how the heal checks work.
What's his healing skill?
What's your heal skill right now?
Let's see. Healing is...
Seven, isn't it?
That's a good question. Yes, seven.
Okay, so just roll it. If you get higher than a 15, we'll say that you, with your plus seven, then we'll say that there was a successful and Jesse can use a healing surge.
So 16.
Okay, so Jesse, spend a healing surge, and you are back up. You're prone, but you are up.
Now, can I beat something senseless still after doing those minors?
You could spend an action point.
I will do so.
Okay.
I believe I have one. Yeah. So I'll spend an action point, and I'll do a magic weapon on the crossbones.
Cool.
What?
So let's see. That is plus 9 versus AC. So 20 plus 9.
That's a hit.
Awesome.
And don't bother. And he only had one hit point left. So you... You hit him with your crossbow and knock him flat, and his bones scatter all over the ground. And he's dead.
All right.
All right. So, anything else?
That's all for now.
All right, top of the round. Hulk, you're up.
All right, so I take my five.
Yeah, take your five. And thank your...